Both Joe Tesh and Dave McFarlane have kids who were arrested at a party held Saturday, November 23rd at a Trailside area home. Inside were dozens of kids, some of them drinking, when officers pulled up to the house looking for some kids who had reportedly been unsuccessful stealing beer from a Kimball Junction store. In a letter written to the editor and published in Saturday's Park Record, Tesh and McFarlane say the sheriff's office used over-the-top tactics reminiscent of stormtroopers for an underage drinking party, not a crack house or a riot. When asked if he was as concerned with the fact that there was a house full of underage kids drinking illegally as he was with the sheriff's conduct, Tesh says that the sheriff's response was way overblown.
This was a graduation party. Are we concerned about a graduation party? Sure. Are we concerned about kids getting in trouble? Yes. But there are reasonable ways to handle that, and there are unreasonable ways to handle it. You know, isolating a home, holding kids away from their parents for hours, without being able to communicate them, without releasing to the parents to go home. In my instance, even though I was there as a parent and attorney, was not allowed to talk to my son, was not allowed to see him, was not allowed to talk to him or have any communication with him until the following afternoon. That's wrong. And the way the sheriff's department isolated this and the way that it could have been handled in a much more productive way.
McFarlane agrees, saying that it wasn't necessary to haul the kids to jail when the sheriff could have issued a citation and released them to their parents, most of whom showed up at the house to pick up their kids.
In my opinion, we should have been able to, if the police officers wanted to ticket the kids, that's fine, but the parents were there to pick the kids up, and I think they should have been released into the parents' care. And if they wanted to ticket him, so be it. I think this is a broader issue. We have Dave Edmonds, his department, has gone into a home in Jeremy without a search warrant. Those charges have not been filed. There's widespread use of dogs, of drug-sniffing dogs. There's instances where kids are getting pulled over for a dim light or a dim light over the license plate and the officers walking around the car, bringing a dog out and sniffing the car. I don't think
that's... Especially if they have long hair. Being profiled that way.
I don't think that's what we want in our community. So this is just a microcosm of a bigger issue.
McFarlane added that the kids should not have gotten off the hook, but that the punishment didn't fit this crime and the consequences are much bigger than the sheriff may realize.
I'm not suggesting that we let the kids off. I'm saying there's better ways to handle it. Community service for first-time offense, volunteer work. A lot of these kids are going on to college or military, life in the military or some type of a service, and it's difficult when they have an arrest on their record for underage drinking.
They both say it's not the sheriff's job to teach their kids a lesson, and unfortunately the lesson they taught is that law enforcement is the enemy.
What the sheriff does is make enemies out of kids. We're not here to punish kids. We're here to have sanctions which change behavior. And what the sheriff did isn't a sanction that changed behavior. It's a sanction that causes kids to not like law enforcement, not respect law enforcement, and be resistive to law enforcement. The teenagers in this community, as you noted, this isn't the kind of law enforcement that you grew up under or I grew up under, because we all did experiment. None of us, or most of us, didn't end up with criminal records. These criminal records have long-term negative effects.
As a family-oriented community, McFarlane says it's an issue that would have been better settled by the family.
Let's not turn dogs on our kids, because there's a lot of productive kids that come out of our community, go to college, and go on to successful lives, and kids are afraid of the sheriff's department, and there's adults that are afraid of the sheriff's department. When we had a parent meeting, there was no parents that would agree to sign the letter that we wrote because they're afraid of the sheriff. And I think we've got to have an open discussion. I don't like the paramilitary tactics. I don't like the black uniforms. I don't like the black trucks. I'd like to see them in khaki uniforms.
That's Dave McFarlane and Joe Tesh. While they have said that they would like a public meeting with the sheriff, they have not called to arrange one. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.